σκοτάδι απ' τα μάτια σου βαμμένο. Χύμιξε κι απόψε να με βρει. Και έγινε το σπίτι ένα δάσος πετρωμένο, που μοιάζαν τα δέντρα του σταυρί. Έρημο τραγούδι από αίμα και από χιόνι, κλαίει στα παλιά μου τα χαρτιά. Όπως το φτωχό μου το κορμί που δεν παλιώνει, για να το πετάξω στη φωτιά. Ήσουνα φεγγάρι κι ήμουνα πουλί, πέταξα για να σε φτάσω. Κι όταν σ' είχα φτάσει μέχρι το φιλί, σε σβήσει η Ανατολή. Ήσουνα φεγγάρι κι ήμουνα πουλί, πέταξα ψηλά για να σε φτάσω. Κι όταν σ' είχα φτάσει μέχρι το φιλί, σε σβήσει η Ανατολή. Κι από χιόνι κλαίει στα παλιά μου τα χαρτιά. Όπως το φτωχό μου το κορμί που δεν παλιώνει, για να το πετάξω στη φωτιά. Ήσουνα φεγγάρι κι ήμουνα πουλί, πέταξα για να σε φτάσω. Κι όταν σ' είχα φτάσει μέχρι το φιλί, σε σβήσει η Ανατολή. Ήσουνα φεγγάρι κι ήμουνα πουλί, πέταξα ψηλά για να σε φτάσω. Κι όταν σ' είχα φτάσει μέχρι το φιλί, σε σβήσει η Ανατολή.
That was Maria Dimitriadi in the first song as part of our special feature on music based on the poetry of one of Greece's most famous poets, Yannis Ritsos. Fegari was the title of the song which we just heard, with music composed by Thanos Mikroutsikos. Yannis Ritsos was born on May 1st, 1909, in the town of Monemvasia, to a relatively wealthy but troubled family. Tragedy struck his family when Ritsos was just 12 years old, when his mother and his eldest brother passed away as a result of tuberculosis, while later on his father was committed to a mental institution. It was around this time that Ritsos began to write and to publish his first poems. Shortly after moving to Athens in 1925, further tragedy almost struck, as Ritsos also became afflicted with tuberculosis and ended up spending 4 years in various hospitals. It was at these hospitals where Ritsos first became acquainted with a variety of activists and union organizers, while Ritsos also continued writing poetry during this time as well. Soon after his release in 1931, Ritsos became heavily involved in left-wing politics in Greece, while in 1934 he released his first set of poems titled Trakter, which was followed by his second work, Pyramides, in 1935. In 1936, his landmark poem, Epitaphios, sent a message of unity for all Greek people, while copies of Epitaphios were confiscated and burned by Greece's military government. In the years which followed, Ritsos continued both his writings as well as his political activism, as he later became a member of the Greek resistance. Ritsos was internally exiled in 1948 to the remote island of Limnos, and later to the islands of Makronisos and Ios Evstratios. Rizzo spoke of the harsh conditions of exile in much of his poetry, while international personalities such as Pablo Picasso and Pablo Neruda led an international campaign for his release. Rizzo was released in 1952, and in the years which followed, he got married, and his wife gave birth to his one and only child, a daughter. His poetic work also continued, but in 1967, soon after the coup that brought to power Greece's U.S.-backed military junta, Rizzo was once again arrested and once again sent to internal exile. His experiences in exile were once again translated into poetry. However, it was not until after the fall of the junta, in 1975, when Rizzo was once again free, that he began to earn international recognition for his work, earning awards for his poetry in France, Italy, the Soviet Union, and elsewhere, while also being honored by the Republic of Cyprus and by the municipalities of Athens and Thessaloniki, among others. He continued his poetic work until just before his death, on the 11th of November, 1990, in Athens, leaving behind a body of work which included over 50 books of poetry, which have been translated into dozens of languages, as well as recognition as one of the greatest poets in Greece's modern history. Some of his poetry was turned into music, and we'll hear some more of that music now as our special tribute continues here on Diálogos Radio.
Απάνω στα δαμάρια, κάτω στα δαμάρια. Απάνω στα δαμάρια, κάτω στα δαμάρια. Πέτρα και κάψα και λιωμένο σίδερο. Πέτρα και κάψα. Ένα σπαγμένο κόκορα σπίδουσε πέτρα, πέτρα. Ένα σπαγμένο κόκορας πήδουσε πέτρα, πέτρα. Απάνω στα δαμάρια, κάτω στα δαμάρια. Απάνω στα δαμάρια, κάτω στα δαμάρια. Είπαμε μόνοι το τραγούδι μας. Μες στο καυτό κατά μεσημερό. Απάνω στα δαμάρια, κάτω στα δαμάρια.
We just heard Yannis Poulopoulos singing Tragoudia Sta Damaria as part of our special segment on music derived from the poetry of Yannis Rizzos. This is Diálogos Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program which airs each week across 15 stations in 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. Today's program is just about ready to come to a close, but we will be back again next week, same time, same place, with an exclusive and groundbreaking interview which you will not want to miss, with journalist and author Katie Martin. Katie is the author of such books as The Polk Conspiracy, the story of CBS journalist George Polk, who was murdered in Greece in 1948 by the country's right-wing authoritarian government at the time, a murder which was subsequently covered up. This book was originally censored in Greece and in a number of other countries as well, including Britain, but it was recently released again as an ebook, and we'll have the opportunity to speak to Katie Martin about the book, the story of George Polk, and the new ebook version on next week's edition of the Diálogos interview series. We will wrap up today's program with one final song, also based on the poetry of Yanis Ritsos. This last piece features Antonis Kaloyannis along with Yanis Dimitras, and is titled Then Kaleo. Thank you for joining us once again this week here on Diálogos Radio, and have a wonderful weekend.
Που μου έχεις πάρει.